This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese authorities planning to release a new National Rural Vitalization Program, which is designed to help implement the policies contained in the number one central document this year. The number one central document, the name traditionally given to the first policy statement of the year released by the central authorities, and is seen as an indicator of policy priorities. This year, the number one central document released on Sunday has rural vitalization as its theme. By trying to rejuvenate the country's vast rural regions, Chinese authorities hoping to create a strong agricultural sector, a beautiful countryside, and well-off farmers. South Korean officials say the top legislator from North Korea will lead a delegation to attend the forthcoming Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Kim Jong-nam is set to visit the South this coming weekend as the games get underway. During inter-Korean talks this past month, the North agreeing to send its athletes and cheerleaders to the Pyeongchang Games in South Korea, which are set to begin on Friday. Meantime, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will also lead a delegation to attend the opening ceremony, observers suggesting there is a possibility for Pence to meet with North Korea's delegation. A South Korean appeals court releasing Samsung Electronics Vice Chair Lee Jae-yong. This after the appeals court reduced his original 5-year prison sentence down to 2.5 years. Lee, the heir to the family-run Samsung conglomerate, had been detained since mid-February of last year on bribery charges. His case revolved around the bribing of former South Korean President Park Geun-hye, which eventually led to her ouster. An alleged computer hacker from Britain will not be extradited to the United States. The High Court in London ruling that Lori Love's extradition will not be allowed, although judges have said that it's still possible to prosecute him in England. U.S. officials have been requesting Love's extradition on cyber hacking charges for allegedly compromising government networks between October 2012 and October 2013 and stealing data. 32-year-old Love's lawyers successfully argued that it would be unjust and oppressive to send him to the U.S. to face trial, convincing the courts that he could be held in isolation and face up to 99 years in prison. Love is alleged to have stolen large quantities of data from various U.S. agencies, including the U.S. Army, the U.S. Department of Defense, the Federal Reserve, and NASA. The sole surviving suspect from the 2015 Paris terror attacks going on trial in Belgium. Salah Abdeslam was captured in Brussels 4 months after the attacks and is facing charges connected to the gunfight involved in his eventual capture. The charges that he faces are not related to events in Paris. Abdeslam is accused of being among the attackers who assaulted various locations in Paris in 2015, which left 130 people dead and hundreds of others wounded. If found guilty, he and another suspect could face up to 40 years in prison in Belgium. He's yet to be processed in neighboring France for his alleged role in the Paris attacks. Iraqi security services unveiling a new most wanted list of 60 people on Sunday, which includes Ragad, the eldest daughter of Saddam Hussein. 60 wanted on suspicion of belonging to either the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, or the Ba'ath Party. Ragad fleeing to Jordan along with their sister Rana and their children in July 2003 in the early days of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. She's been on a list of suspects the Iraqi government is seeking to prosecute for supporting violence since 2006. However, the Jordanian government has turned down requests by the Iraqi government to hand over Ragad, insisting that to do so would violate Arab traditions of hospitality. 8 workers have been killed and 10 others hospitalized following a gas leak at an ironworks factory in Guangdong. The leak taking place around 3 a.m. this Monday at the Songshan Iron Foundry in the city of Shaoguang. Those killed pronounced dead at the scene. The 10 others sickened in the gas leak, said to be in stable condition. Authorities have begun an investigation. Massive traffic accident in Yunnan's capital Kunming, leaving 4 people dead. Those killed were involved in a 53-vehicle pileup on a freeway linking Kunming with the city of Chuxiong shortly after 6 a.m. this Monday. All of those killed were in a vehicle which plunged off a highway overpass while trying to avoid the pileup. Authorities blaming icy conditions brought on by an unusual cold snap which has been gripping Kunming. In sports, the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the midst of a major celebration. Partying underway across the city after the Philadelphia Eagles stunned the New England Patriots this morning 41-33 to win the NFL's Super Bowl. It's the first time the Eagles have won the league championship. Philadelphia coming in as the underdogs with most, including Las Vegas odds makers, expecting the defending champion Patriots to repeat. Eagles quarterback Nick Foles, who had spent most of the season as the backup, being named Super Bowl MVP. And that's the latest from CRI News.